family trees. The Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is a history of two lineages. Understanding these lineages can help us to understand the most common errors besetting the entire human race, including the church. Satan did not tempt Eve with the fruit of the tree of knowledge just because the Lord had put it off limits. He tempted her with it because the source of his power was rooted in that tree. Furthermore, the Lord did not make it taboo just to test his children. He prohibited the eating of its fruit because he knew it was poison. When he instructed Adam not to eat from the tree of knowledge, he didn't say, "If you eat from that tree, I'm going to kill you." But on the day that you eat from it, you will die. It was not just man's disobedience that brought death to the world. It was also the fruit from this tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is the law. As the Apostle Paul declared, the power of sin is the law. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56. This is because through the law we derive our knowledge of good and evil. We may wonder how this knowledge brings death until we see the fruit. The knowledge of good and evil kills us by distracting us from the one who is the source of life, the tree of life, Jesus. The tree of knowledge causes us to focus our attention upon ourselves. Sin is empowered by the law, not just because the evil is revealed, but the good as well. It drives us either to corruption or self-righteousness. Both lead to death. It is significant that this tree is found in the center of the garden. Genesis 3, verse 3. Self-centeredness is the chief malady with which we become afflicted. After Adam and Eve ate its fruit, their first response was self-inspection. Before eating, they had not even noticed their nakedness. Their attention was on the Lord and the purposes for which he had created them. After eating, the good and evil which they now understood forced them to measure themselves by it. There is no easier way to keep us from the tree of life than to have us focus our attention upon ourselves. This is what the law accomplishes. Because of this, Paul called it the ministry of death and the ministry of condemnation. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 and 9. When we define the tree of knowledge as the law, we are not referring only to the law of Moses. We often think of the Old Testament as the law and the New Testament as grace, but this is not necessarily true. The Old Covenant is the letter. The New Covenant is the Spirit. If we read the New Testament with an Old Covenant heart, it will just be law to us. We'll have dead religion with righteousness that is based on compliance with written commandments instead of a living relationship with our God. The Lord said he was going to send his Spirit to lead us into all truth. All truth is in Jesus, of whom the Spirit was sent to testify. Ephesians 4, verse 21. The Bible is a most precious and wonderful gift from the Lord to his people. But the Bible was not meant to take place of the Lord himself or the Spirit whom he sent. The Bible is a means, not an end. Knowing the book of the Lord is not our goal. Our goal is to know the Lord of the book. The many errors and divisions within the body of Christ are not due to fault in the Bible, but to our misuse of it. Some of the laws and principles we have wrested from the New Testament rival anything that the Pharisees did to the Old Testament. This has caused us to try to measure our spirituality by how well we conform to the letter. Our spirituality is not found in adapting to a form, but by the forming of Jesus within us. It was for a good reason that the Lord instructed us to judge men by their fruit. One can teach a parrot to say and do the right things. Satan often comes as an angel of light proclaiming scriptures, and his work will often conform to the letter. But only Jesus can bring forth the fruit that is life. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. If we read the scriptures